Welcome at the order of time. Dear visitors, today I would like to talk to you about the conscious and the unconscious. This is an analytic subject, we know, introduced by a man called Sigmund Freud more than 100 years ago. And it is associated with the subject of illusion we discussed lately. The unconscious is simply what we are not conscious of. Still, we could be conscious of it. It is associated with concepts of repression, denial, the psychology of the defense of certain truth at the cost of other truth. This is associated with the authority of the original father, the archetypical father. Some call it God, but that's not necessarily so. To our culture, this concept is still very important. The unconscious is what breaks us, because repressed material proves itself as a necessary truth, breaking through the defenses of the ego of repression and denial. This is all pretty abstract, of course, so let's be more concrete in this. When we talk about the world and the order in the world, we have two types of order, as discussed before. We have the natural order and the cultural order. And the present state of affairs in the world is that we have difficulty with this cultural order. It is under attack, besieged by fundamentalists, Islamists, who do not accept our culture in its entirety. They reserve the right to put it to an end because it's all bad, and it's a kind of incurable disease. It's a compensatory monster. It's a kind of Frankenstein, a stitched up monster consisting of disparate elements who miss the integration we need to speak of a person, of an integrity, of logic and consistency. So one could call this cultural image that is under siege, one could call that the unconscious. Not that the culture itself is unconscious. Of course, it has a consciousness of its own, but it's conscious at the cost of something else, something that is more close to what the fundamentalist called the interest of God. Well, let's not go into religion now. Let's try to be sober about this. The essence of Islam is to align with the natural order as the command of Allah. And to deny that is a problem of the devil. To defy the command of the Prophet, not to align with the moon and the sun, is more or less the hated culture, which is in repression and denial. So this truth, which is full of this repression and denial, is what kills us, because it's not a stable thing to God. It is full of sin, according to the fundamentalists. So what to make of this as sober people, identified with that culture? We don't want to lose that culture, and so we have to take it seriously in terms of our own culture. So from their eyes, they would be saying our culture is unconscious, is not aware of the original command and order of what would be truthful, of what would be righteous. We don't do any justice to the entire field of human interests, and that is chastised by those people. They don't accept that. That's quite evident. They identify with the Palestinians and accuse the Jews. A theme that which we gave up, because it's not that simple. Accusing the Jews will not defeat materialism, even though the Jew can be a materialist. Anybody can be a materialist, and has nothing to do with the Jewish faith or nation. So that's a fallacy, evidently. If the fundamentalists would be saying, okay, well, we don't fight the Jews, we fight materialism in general. The materialist is what we fight. But he's not the only one. The half the world is Christian, and the majority of Christians consider the sinner a materialist. So that doesn't hold any water either. This materialism is a state of unconsciousness, and that what we are not conscious of is the unconscious, and the unconscious is not there, breaking through our culture because the fundamentalist or the terrorist says so. It's like with a disease. It is there. The symptom is there because of the healthy organism fighting its own compensations. In psychology, we know the culture as a compensation. We can't fix ourselves on the moon and the sun, and thus we compensate it with a linear week order, and with clocks that don't align with the natural order, because that wouldn't be pragmatical to television sets, to railroad cars changing stations, because it's more comfortable, more pragmatical to have the same time for a few hundred miles on the latitude. So we have zone time, introduced somewhere in 1884 in America, after having had mean time for almost a century installed. Ever since the French Revolution, it was the policy of Napoleon, for instance, to install mean time as a general concept of order to rule the world, because that would create order to all these chaotic people who had their clocks to the sun their own way, so that railroad coaches and delivering mail wouldn't have to reset their clocks every time they arrived at the place. And the same argument was held for railroads, who would be hindered by in their schedules, in their timetables, to keep the time properly for estimating times of arrival and departure. So if a train arrives somewhere, you shouldn't be correcting your clock all the time. So that is a practical point of view. But in fact, this is where the offense sneaked in to our system. With meantime, we arrived at consideration that the sun would be deviating from the clock, and not the clock from the sun. So that was the first offense, the adamancy, the arrogance of our culture. That for our pragmatical approaches, the creation would be wrong, and our self-made relative truth would be right. And this simply aggravated with the zone time, later on with summertime measures, which were introduced and were abolished again and reintroduced, because it's a kind of addiction. Time is a fundamental matter determining our consciousness. if we misalign with nature, we miss the control of that nature, because time cannot be separated from matter and space, the force field of the ether. And if you break the link between between place and time, which we consider not wrong in modern relativity, we do break with the order of nature as it is. You know? There are exceptions to the link of time and place in a natural sense. But the sun culminating in the south at noon simply makes 12 o'clock, and anything that deviates from it misses the natural order, whatever you theorize about relativity. So the question is that of authority. Do we really align with the original authority of the creation? Whether you think about it religiously or scientifically or spiritually, that doesn't really matter. It is a matter of being decided, being certain of the knowledge of your basic identity relating to nature. We want to be the same person, the same identity, the same culture with the dynamic universe. That is possible, but that requires that we accept the things as they are in nature. Making for a different culture, you get a double mind. If I do not judge, say it's wrong or sinful, the compensation culture of pragmatical motives, which needs a lot of singing and explaining and praying to ask God forgiveness or to retrieve the spirit of togetherness, whatever way, it is still a double mind. However you compensate it, however you talk about it, whether you mention the theory of relativity or quantum mechanics, or whether you go to church, or whether you go to the dancing, swinging it off, because the system is stiff in your body, and the whole cramp of square materialism is disgusting you, it stays. The difference stays. You do not align with the original order, and this you have two orders, two types of consciousness. And this double mind, this Jekyll and Hyde system, is very confusing, because at one hand you think, well, the natural order is wild, is bad, is predators, clocks don't have, animals don't have clocks, they don't tick right. They are chaotic, they are rebellious, they are murderers, they are cheating, they are mischievous, they are they do anything to get their stomach filled, and that's all they care for. This is not human. So the natural is not human. We are human, we are better. So then, and at that point, we think the compensation is better than the original nature. So this is the double mind we talk about. In this confusion arises a conflict of authority. It proves itself as a conflict of authority. It proves itself as a chronic doubt about this authority. Is nature the command, which would be the creation, which is the irrefutable truth that is directing us anyhow? Or is the culture the goodness that is associated with a lot of mind and a lot of goodwill and a lot of, also ego, I'm afraid, and a lot of political opposition, because there's always rebels who say that the system is wrong and they must be fought. So we build up a whole culture of conviction, belief, and alternative views, which form a burden, to which the fundamentalists say, well, we have to get rid of it. It's all bad. The whole compensatory system must disappear, must vanish. It is a burden. It gives us a headache, and we never cure from it. The defense of it is bad, and the fighting of it is bad. It is all bad. and all that sinfulness must be destroyed. And since it is a mode of consciousness, and people in their compensations do not know about the alternative, the fundamentalists and the Islamists, they think, well, this is typically Christian, no clue about how to do on earth as it is in heaven. This is not God, so we have to pay for it, and that justifies their murder and destruction. But this is impossible. If we would indeed be great sinners and criminals living in this system, it is still so that if you break down a jailhouse, a prison, the criminals are not better people breaking down the prison. We deserve, if we would be that sinful, which we Christians are prepared to think about, then breaking down the prison will not make us saints, will not make us better. No, to the contrary, if we break down our conditionings, we simply return to the bewildered state, because the animal state. It is not naturally so that we are civilized if we are not cramped. If we are not cramped, we experience a kind of freedom that would be doing good to some, but would be bad for others, because they might not be that integral to the rules, because there's more rules than just the rule of time. So the time system is conditioning us into a cramp, a cultural cramp, which is on itself a bad experience, just like a jailhouse with criminals in it. And breaking down the prison will not make us better people. One may wonder, well, would we deserve such a system? Would we, as sinners, not be better off in a system that is more harmonious with nature? Well, to my opinion, that could very well be true, if it were not for the box of Pandora which our culture has become. It is so full of denial, repression, anger, disappointment, estrangement, and all kinds of hellish trouble, partly also because we are bad. We have to pay the price for being bad with nature. The climate is out of control, and we are just facing the consequences of it. Forest fires in the summer, temperature rise, dead seas, which is also a proof of being out of control with nature, because we eat more animal stuff than we actually need to eat. We waste a lot of agricultural area because of the meat production. We grow crops that are mainly fed to animals, which is a highly inefficient use of soil and water, and it feeds a relatively small elite of humanity, and the rest has to suffer the consequences also, just like us. So we are in great trouble, in fact, after so many years, after more than a century of repression and denial about the original nature, we find ourselves in big trouble now. So we have to curb this, but not with violence. I'm not a man to defend violence against people who are victims of their own unconscious. We do not know really in our compensations what we are doing wrong. We are innocent people, and why would we deserve this war? Well, okay, we are not that innocent. We are killing animals. We do defy the truth of natural order. And we are possessive with our land and our wealth. We do not easily share as much as we should, nor do we think about labor as we should. But if we want to save ourselves, if we want to save the world, still, by ways of reason, we should personally, person by person, gradually, step for step, return to that original nature. That is the point that I'm making at this site, The Order of Time. I thank you for your attention.